your overall is to modify that plan. Amen? And decree that the plan shall not come to pass in your life. Another one, after particular question. Read from verse 1 to 5 before we go to 7.
After the sentence about that time.
About that time,
Herod the king.
Herod the king.
This violent sentence.
This led violent what?
Upon some
Christian believers
who belong to the church,
mm-hmm.
he kills them.
He kills them.
Yes.
You know, we have Herod today. Herod is still alive. He still exists today. They are demons. Hallelujah. They are evil spirits. Amen. If you need to watch, look the people that you go through here. And he got him. Amen. He then began upon him. Praise the Lord. And when he got him, he killed them.
And when he saw that he
pleased
the Jews.
And when he did them, then he pleased the Jews that as he killed them, it's okay for them. Uh-huh.
He proceeded. To arrest Peter also.
Hallelujah. He arrested Peter. He proceeded and arrested Peter. Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
This was during the period of 11th break. And when he had killed him, he put him in prison and delivered him out front of Peter.
The plan of the enemy is to arrest you and put you in prison. And once you're in prison, you don't have freedom. You are in bondage. Amen. Many believers are in prison today. Enemy have imprisoned them. They don't have freedom. They are suffering in that prison. Hallelujah. We call it spiritual prison. We have the people one, you can go there, you see them prison there. But this one, when they arrested you, prisoners, you are in prison. Hallelujah. You cannot know. Praise the Lord. You will not know what is happening in your life. You will go up nothing. You will go down, nothing happens. Whatever you do, nothing will happen. Amen. Hallelujah. So you are in bondage. They are fighting. They are fighting. They are put in prison. I see you coming out from that prison. In the name of Jesus. Read on.
He sent him after the Passover to bring him out to the people. So Peter was sent to prison, but the earnest prayer for him.
Yes, what you need is prayer. What believers need is prayer. The life of fish in the river is water. The life of all believers is prayer. And without prayer, it cannot be because the enemy has declared war against believers. The enemy is out. So what you need is prayer. And that's what you need to believe at the time of God. Otherwise, devil has come against all believers. Praise the Lord. They don't want you to live. They don't want you to have peace. So what you need every day is prayer. Hallelujah. And when they arrested Peter, they put him in the prison, the whole church went on prayer. They did their prayer, they were praying until a verse 7.
And behold, an angel of the Lord appeared.
It's the prayer of believers that invoked the angel of God. What brought the angel of God to God with Peter is the prayer of believers. Then I want to tell you that power in prayer. Amen. Am I coming to somebody? There's power in what? Prayer. Until you pray, you cannot get what you want from God. Praise the Lord. And then pray. God sent an angel, and that angel went to the prison and brought out Peter from the prison.
And the light shone in the cell. He brought Peter to the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly." And the chain fell off his
head. I see chain falling out from your hands. I see chain falling out from your flesh this morning. If you believe it, I want to know that I will appeal and never pray for 2 minutes before you could get to work. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to lift up your voice and begin to appreciate God for this revelation. The revelation is the word of God, what God has revealed to you, what the enemy is planning, and it's not what they're going to wait. Amen. They're going to declare war against the truth to come to all his mouth. Say, my father, every plan of the enemy, every plan of the devil and all his enemies, against me and my family in this week. Oh Lord, by the blood of Jesus, I cancel that plan. I terminated that plan by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. So good about the beginning. Cancel whatever enemy is planning against your family, against your children, against your husband. Pray this prayer against your wife. Whatever the devil is planning to hurt you this week, to harm you this week, to block accidents for you this week, to bring one problem or the other, to bring one time or the other against you this week, begin to cancel it, begin to terminate all the evil plans of the enemy. Whenever they are conspiring against you and your family this week, send fire. Then Holy Ghost fire to come on it. Anywhere you're gathering all fire, you say they want something about it. It's not for me and my family. And whosoever I will gather against me and my family this week, but shall the Pope have said, anywhere you're gathering up in the peace of the earth, in the marine kingdom, in the witchcraft kingdom, in the apostolic kingdom, wherever you're gathering, O Lord, against me and my family this week, I send Holy Ghost fire to get them to keep them alive. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. Let the enemies, their enemies, be scattered. All the enemies of my life, all the enemies of my family, all the enemies of my ministry, let them be scattered, O Lord. Arise with your thunder. Arise with your fire. Arise with your arrows and begin to scatter them one by one. Anywhere they are gathering, O Lord, against us, against our ministry, against our members of family, Lord, we ask you to arise and let them be scattered. Let them be scattered. In that piece of the earth, let your fire cover them, let your conduct cover them. In that witchcraft kingdom, in our godly kingdom, let your fire cover them. Let them be devoted. And Jesus, what that we learn, we pray. Also, I want us to pray, Father, in any way that enemy has prison me and my family or changed my destiny, oh Lord, I rise this morning. Let that, oh Lord, the enemy be cut out and let my destiny be released. Whatever they have changed me, Lord Jehovah, arise. Let that, O Lord, take be destroyed and release me this morning. Oh, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak up and say, my father. Anywhere they have imprisoned me on my destiny, arise on my behalf and let that take be destroyed. Let it take the to hold me this book. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Anywhere they have sent me, any prison where they have locked me up, Lord, arise this morning and deliver me. Set me free, O Lord, and break every chain they say to hold me. Every chain, every yoke they say to hold me, Let it be broken, let it be broken, let it be broken, let it be broken, let it be broken. In the Jacobo, the Lagata, the Apple, the Dakar, every prison, I command the chain of the prison to be broken right now. I command the key to be shut up and to be open. Let every key be set to lock up and break the yard. Let that key be broken right now. Let the key be open. Let the doors of my prison be open. Anywhere that takes my destiny, I command my destiny to be loose and to come out from your cage right now. Come out from your cage. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. I said, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. I come on the behalf of every soul in this house this morning and all our families. By the reason of the anointing, by the answer of the Holy Spirit that is upon me, not for my mind, not for my power, every plan of the evil one, every plan of the devil that was invented, in this week against every soul in this ministry, against every soul in this commission, Lord, I cancel right now in the name of Jesus. I terminated every plan of the enemy, every evil agenda of the enemy, against every soul and the family in this house this morning, I cast that plan in the name of Jesus. I decree that the plans of the enemies are not good. Thank God that they come to pass in their life and families in the name of Jesus. My Father, my God, they are holy, that so Christian, they tender, mighty God, in every place where the enemy has lost every soul. Any individual and their family, any prison where they have locked them, those prisoners, physical, Lord, I release them right now. I release them right now. I command that door of that prison to be open. And I command to be free. I command to tear. Tear from that prison. Tear them from that prison. In the name of Jesus, every time they say to hold you, I command that they be broken right now. Be broken right now. Be broken right now. Be broken right now. I proclaim your freedom. Be free. I say be free. In Jesus' name we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Let all the saints say the power and amen. And it's done. I said it's done. I said it's done. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you once again. Thank you for answering all our prayers and prayers this month. Thank you, O Lord, for what you're going to do again to your word. Thank you because you're going to send a word that will transform the people this month. You're going to send a word that will revive them this month. A word that will heal the sick this month. A war that will deliver those that are funded by devil. A war that will set the people free from all their bondage. Lord, send it to Lord and confirm it with signs and wonders. Heal my mouth. Teach me what to say and help me to speak according to the way. Lord, let your word go out from my mouth like fire. Let it enter into your people this morning. And it grows. And destroy everything that is not of God in their life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I pray for understanding. Focus. Give us focus and understanding. Teach them and impact the word in their life. Let it walk. This word that is going to enter into them right now. Let it carry a good fruit in their life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you believe in God. God's name we pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. Let's go back to the letter. I don't have much time. This morning, what God gets to me is what I'm going to preach. That's the first day, the rest of this. Amen. Praise the Lord. From the marriage to the family to our children, parents have their people. Amen. Every parent has a duty to perform. In your home, you have a duty. And call on the one that appointed you for that work to do in your family. Amen. So that's why I call this question, there is a duty. Many parents don't know that they have duty in their home. Amen. A husband has a duty, a wife has a duty. And once you plan to enter into marriage, you know all this because you must have your own duty. When you step into marriage, then the work has started. You must, because marriage is to do the will of God, not to do your own way. Marriage is treated by God, not by man. We don't do the will of man in marriage, but the will of God. So whenever you prepare to marry, you have already made up your mind to do whatever the word of God says. To make that marriage to be a success. To have peace in that marriage. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the only mature people that enter into marriage. Baby cannot go into marriage. Today we have babies in the home. Amen. And the men are supposed to be mature, men are the babies. Hallelujah. Their wives will call them babies, and they will answer. And baby cannot marry. Baby cannot control home. Hallelujah. Because already is a baby. So devil has put that baby in the mouth of wife today to call their husband baby, and they will answer. When you come to that, you'll find out that baby cannot control. Amen. So what happens when you come a married time? A wife has a duty. Why a husband has a duty? Praise the Lord. In the business of a man, when you see there, then their duty is there. Husband, love your wife. And honor her. Why? He's submitting unto your husband. And that submitting many of us do not believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did I have to do this first? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So to start from the marriage, you must know your duty. And if you cannot know your duty from the marriage, you cannot know your duty where your children are. Let me go side, let me leave the side of marriage now. We are talking about parents, their duty over their children. Many parents are loose today and their children have become one way children. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah. We have our children today. It's from the home. It's from the home. Do not blame anybody. Do not blame friends. It's how you talk to children, how you train them, that's how they will now go to the society. Amen. If you train them anyhow, then they will go on the way. The way they train them, they will not follow that way. They will enter into the world and show the world how you train. Am I coming to somebody? Hallelujah. a betrayed goal. So whereby you said when you are training the child, train him the way when that person goes, or he or she goes, you follow that goal. Am I talking to someone? So when you train them the way where they go, they follow that goal. You train them in the way of your God, they follow the spirit of your God. So go and go that way. Nobody can come in the way. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Many parents, they don't know their duty anymore. They don't. Instead of to do a good work, they bless the children with evil. Give them another way. Why Jesus is their master. And he says, you are my shepherd. He will do it in a good way. That they are leading their children in a good way. Are you there?
Train
a child in the way he should go. And where he goes, he will not come away from it. Mark it. Amen. He will not come away. When you train that child in every way, where he goes, he will not leave that evil way. When you train that child in a good way, in the fear of God, in the word of God, when that child grows, he will not turn away from the word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Am I talking to someone? Training the child in the word of God and to the fear of God is the duty of all parents. Amen? Training a child in the ways of God and in the fear of God is the duty of all parents. Am I talking to someone? Praise the Lord. When the word of God comes, it didn't come for unbelievers. It comes for you that are giving your life to Christ. Unbelievers. What God has for unbelievers to be back and fall away from their evil ways. That's the reason that's for the unbelievers. In every other thing that is in this place, God is talking to you. He gave you children for you to take care of them. For him, you are the caretaker, he is the landlord of the children. But today, we train those children as ours. In this, as only the children. And the children come from him. And he gave us those children for you to lead them in his own way, in his will. Praise the Lord. They didn't give you the children to spend in their house. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? Today, parents, I'm not telling their children in the way that you go. Rather, they are infecting them with evil. That's what parents are doing today. It was not so in the beginning. Parents are like photocopied patients. They are like one photocopied patient. When you think that, or later, or anything, you put the coffee, you go to put the coffee machine and put it there into three pieces. Hallelujah. What you put the coffee, that's what you bring it up. That's how parents are where they are together. Praise the Lord. Parents are like put the coffee machine to their children. When they put the coffee, their lifestyle. And give to their children, they will take it to the wall. I show this is how they train me in my home. And the whole world will see. Praise the Lord. There are something that is in fresh food that I read yesterday. One school they call Fresh Class 11. And they went to Dubai. So again, I think that's what the game of something they call it. And they went there, and what happened? In the hotel where they kept the children, they didn't want it to happen over there. And then, instead they call it, they say that there are things within that time in the same issue. It's a hope. I not care what that is. Before it also is that. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? And they went there, what happened? I watched the whole video, both the original one, the one that I didn't have. They sent it, I saw everything. The mother of that child was telling that they raped his eye, his life. When you watch the video, you find out that this kid, this girl has been doing this effort for a long time. It's not hiding her face. Whatever situation doing it, it will fear. Am I talking to them? Praise the Lord. Then yesterday I saw the mother in the video when she was crying. He said, I need her to help her. And woman asked her how that Nigeria will help. That Nigeria is telling you to go and help their children. I mean, their child, their daughter. If you are supposed to help their child, you must be doing very hard work. Is this the photocopy that I made? I think I'm just talking. If girls are carrying photocopies, the duplicates of the mother, and telling the world, I said, please, how my mother is doing. Praise the Lord. That's how children are. They copy, they are fast in copying everything. Anyhow, whatever that you do, that child will copy it to it. Whatever that you do, they will copy it and hold it. Praise the Lord. So when the woman was crying and doing it, I thought that she said, it is a reason. I thought that he said, yeah, that they rape her, they slay her, and they drop her. Amen. And when the man goes to the bone of that girl, you see ever many things that that girl has been doing. Hallelujah. This is what it's doing. So it's a lot. If they train her well, they train her the way to be good. Believe me, that girl will not be. Listen, what makes people to run away from evil is fear of God. If you don't have fear of God, you can stand here and preach all the 100 years. The person will still remain, continue doing what he or she is doing. Praise the Lord. There will be no sense. Unto the church of God's home. That's why parents will lead the children, train them in the fear of God, train them in the word of God. Today, hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? And even now, he's trying to learn. He bought a big food and give them. He called it for a big food. And then today, 10 years, 30 years, 40 years, married 100,000 food. If you know what is in this food, you now see it to a child. So people that bought a food, carry that. Home and people, you know, the children. They say, oh, I want my child, I don't want, I don't want my child to suffer as I suffer. And then you carry the people. They will go into you and their eyes will open. And then they see what you two have never seen. And then they begin to practice everything. Hallelujah. You see them watching in that pool, another friend with that movie. This case that I'm telling you, all the students know everything because they video devoted. When they are doing that market, when they are doing that level, they video it and go to them after. All the students, they are watching. And the old one that girl something to her school, they are watching it. There's nobody there. And then, hallelujah. Those that are not corrupt, from here they will also come. That's why I don't get killed by school. Because the teachers there, they are weak. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? The mother said, nobody told her. Yeah, we are just saying it in the school. Nobody told her. Nobody told her. It's only my husband, they never call. I was calling the principal of the school. He refused to answer me. He owned all the school. I was calling, he refused to answer me. They never called my husband. How will they answer you? Where you have already started there, they raise their child. You are covering everything. You know what the suffer was doing, then you are trying to cover it. You know that these markets are very big. You have been doing it for long. And then, praise the Lord. And my forgiveness. Let us to bring it. All the things that you see there, all the things they want is coming from the family. And then they magnet something faster and hold it. What you want to remember is this, they remember it. In 40 days, it's 2% in their mind. And then, hallelujah. Parents are weak on turning their children to school. What parents teach their children today is able not to fear God. They teach them able not to fear God. They teach them how to pray with meaning kept. Telling them you are looking sacred. They are praying with them. Yeah. And then, you know, they did not pray. They are calling their doctor. Praise the Lord. That's prayer. That's the language. Don't be in the video of that year, see how it was happening. Is it the way? You caught in me. There's one thing. If he is in the swimming pool, where are you? Don't find out. So, it's not today. It is not there. It's a single moment. Am I talking to somebody? Look. As a woman survived this one, I know that she is talking. She was already high kid at coming to her heart. This today, you see how she is. Crying, you know that here. That's not. When you born, there is this time. You to carry. No. There was something that you cannot see. Am I talking to them? Yes. When you turn them in the evil way, there will come where they grow into your heart and they will give you five. Am I talking to somebody? When they talk to their heart is broken. Am I talking to them? When you pray that little plan, you can okay, good. Don't pray them well. But if one of their legs is up on your heart, praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? Every hand, presently, he's dressed like a citizen. He's carrying one shot on him. Give him sight to win. Amen. Hallelujah. They don't help us. They are following the people, they are deceiving you. They don't know God. Only more people don't know God. Stop following them. You are rejecting them. More than trusting. We are in the one of the perfection. And then that's what that will take to amen. They don't know only more people. 9 years is the modern system to faithful and confident. In London, in America, in everywhere, of God, you cannot touch their side. So, follow with that side, and try to see those, you that is the mother that born, they will call in the house, police will come, and arrest you, take you to the police station and not to come. These are the people that they are following their own country. And then, whatever they do, you copy it and do it also to your people. Am I talking to them? Why? Bible said that we should train our children in a good way. That time that we want to listen to them, they will come to you and take you to court. I know one man from Ogilina. From Ogilina, they live in London. They talk about that is 14 years old, to be kind to the cause. Amen. Am I talking to them? Because of what? He told the daughter, why do you eat in the room? He didn't pack everything and start into the kitchen. The daughter said, why? But that is his children supposed to pack everything and their parents, he wants to take care of you. That's what. They are being kind of this, they come home. And they came and carried him and put him in the then they, Father, I'm not going to myself, my child is dead. And then I'm not correct now. Am I talking to God? So don't follow their God. They don't know God. They are not following the people. Africa knows God. They don't do that. Hallelujah. One man came from America. I was praying with that man at Enugu. After praying, he gave me to God. He was praying. God said to God, to give him prayer. I don't know. My heart died. That's what he said. I was teaching me to God. And I should thank God. Amen. The wife told him that this is the bone of modern America. Amen. It's not possible. They don't talk any good thing about it. That's what the wife was saying. That's the same thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't put the across to them. The children are not going to you. So train the only. Don't follow their cause to destroy those children. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't be a child and carry bones. Bring your bones to your parents. Don't keep a friend. My phone. Ask my children. They don't know how to speak. I know. I don't have more. I don't handle them. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to them? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? When I go to prison, I go to death. Amen. And see what is happening to me. Also, to this. I picked my mom's phone to use. I saw some messages coming in. I read how a man was planning to send money to her to abort the pregnancy.
His mother,
his daughter was thinking that. I almost fainted. Mom is the preacher of sexual purity. She always teaches us how to pray, how to stand strong, how to be checked. So I found it hard to believe. I read that from her book. That message affected me. I started having boyfriends after that. The message made me so weak. It made me believe no one can stay out of me. No one can really be here. But no reason to have, I took more interest in reading myself. So I saw several men she was dating. I saw where she was meeting them. I saw how they were sending money to her. And this is my mom approach, playing a gentleman, a woman of purity, this camping and spirit. My dad was not bothered. Or should I say he didn't sleep so? They sleep in separate rooms every night. Unless someday they choose to sleep together. And so mom does all her evil at night. Dad is also a pastor. He's also one of the biggest churches in town. Many souls were converted to him, but his wife was heading to hell. I started living a same life. I started doing the same thing on my soul. I looked up with men, but in no time, mom caught me. She cried. I frankly told her I copied away. She couldn't stop crying. I asked her why. She told me that dad pushed her into sin. He neglected her. We fight every day until the separated room. She was always lonely. She started by having a good friend who introduced her into the room.
His friend.
But it was too late for her to draw me back. She repented after seeing the havoc her life made on me. She went back to God, but I couldn't stop this life. I found no impression. I went deeper into sin. It affected my siblings as a friend born. That was so careless that in those things nothing. We still pray together. We still go to church together. But the family is going to hell. My two sisters followed my path. Mom couldn't stop crying and praying every day. She couldn't open up to dad because we have to pray together. But grace found me one day, but I've been battered. I've been so restless. My mom would have stayed there. My dad would have stayed there. Mom and dad, the children are watching. Be a good example.
Mom and dad, the children are watching. They are watching your life. Your life's fire. They will keep their goal. They will not take it. And then,
right. Be a good example, be a good type, not in words.
Advice to the mother.
Much more in action. Don't let your spouse be lonely. Someone will save your faith. Children, please pray for mom and dad when things are not fine. There is no one that.
Children, will you hear? Pray for your mother, pray for your father. Go ahead.
There is no one that cannot be drawn away into sin. But your covenant prayer. Our friends so much. Don't copy the evil ways of your parents. You can save your own.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is the lesson. It's a good lesson. That's all I need to go through. Facebook is that me. I enter Facebook, our Telegram, I go there to start grouping our Facebook page like this. Hallelujah. Am I talking to someone? This is the daughter of a woman. What makes that child fall away is because of her mother. In life, that's what I told you, the total topic. All of us are happy with that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't give your child a stranger to trust. Praise the Lord. Eight ways to bring up your children in the fear of God. Eight ways to bring up your children in the fear of God. Number one, to teach them the word of God. Deuteronomy 6. was present and Jesus, and somebody with us. It was to bring their children, to bring them all in the fear of God. Put the word of God in them. Put the word of God in the heart of their children. Make sure that they backhand that word in them.
Talk about them.
When you see that problem, when you are walking on the way, try to speak the word.
When you lie down,
go ahead. Yes.
In the future, when your son asks you, what is the meaning of stipulation between and Lord, the Lord our God has commanded you. Tell him to get rid of
Pharaoh. Yes. If Pharaoh is the devil, we have faith into the hand of the devil. And God will keep us and send us, give us the law, the commandment that will take to, cut off the enemy. Hallelujah. Tell them like that. That's why you follow the grace of God. That's why you do the will of God. Amen. So the devil cannot get you and bring you back to bondage. Hallelujah. That's what you tell your children. Number two. So train them in the way they should go. Proverbs 52, verse 6, we are ready. When your children or your child, the way you grow, and when he or she grows, he follows us too. And then, number three, to provide for them is you that will provide for them. Is you. And then, provide for them. Make sure that you give them what they want. And then, provide for them. The children cannot provide for you, but it's you that provide for them. When you read 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and 14, it's you, parents, that provide for children. And then, not children to provide for you. Hallelujah. It's you that provide for them. Are you there?
And he says, now I am ready to visit you for the third time, and I will not be a burden to you, because what I want is not a possession, but you. After all, children should not have to take off for their parents, or parents for their children.
It's parents that provide for the children. Amen? Am I talking to someone? Hallelujah. But not everything that your children require, or whatever they ask you to do, not everything. Amen? There's something a child will come to you right now, a child of 6 years, 9 years, and say, Mommy, I want a big phone. Okay, I'll buy more phone for you. If I go to Netflix, I'll buy it in there. No, mommy, I want 20,000 phone. And then you cannot listen to that. And then, am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah. Not everything that your child asks you, that God and what he wants to do. If they're not up to do handle children or to have a car. And then, am I talking to someone? We're going to give you the car, your hand to the car. You cost it with a certain sense of thought. You'll not be coming to talk again. Then you talk into the wall and begin to carry with them. Then you will not give it to you. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to someone? For example, when you go to do something, you see, the good gets from the past. The good gets so strong. the God is my comforter. The life is not okay, but he asks for us for some of his positions and his father. What did he do? He entered into the world. I declare to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Am I coming to them? There's something that just started in Christ. You give him grace, the number. Praise the Lord. When you grow, when you go to university, and come out, I'll do it. So it happens. Read up. Once you finish university, act that way. And then, don't want to try this to primary school, secondary school, to buy a big boat and give that something. Or you carry it in your car and give. That is the matter of that. I do question. When you get to the top, when you get to the place, I will give you my car. That's that. And then, you are the person that will challenge yourself. I want you to really ask that for me. It's when you are not up to date. Amen. Am I coming to something? Praise the Lord. That's the way to praise them. We discipline children. Okay, let me go to the most of my time. Number four. So do not conquer. In the duty of parents to nurture their children, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. When you get home, you can read those words. Number five, to control your children is your work. It's not the stranger's work. It's you, as parents, is to control them, to watch them and control them. Am I communicating? If you that watch your children and control them, God hands these children over to you. When he gives these children to you, he didn't call a stranger to come and say, give it to him. No. It is not this. The daughter of Pharaoh, his brother, the thief that brought him from the river. Amen. The daughter of Pharaoh said, okay, what can I going to do for him? He's talking about the sister of mother of God. This has me to do something. And the sister of the mother of God, who tried to be more one of God and mother of God. That's what I'm saying. That's the person that's here. Yeah, the same mother that called God. Am I coming to God? Hallelujah. You can't allow strangers to control the children. To train the children for you. No way. Hallelujah. It's you that God has to do. You. Hallelujah. Am I talking to someone? Not for them. Control your children. Watch over them and control them. Number six, to love them. That's control. 1 Timothy 3, 4. To love, that brings to chapter 2, verse 4. Thank you. Love them. It's their duty to love their children. Number 7, to correct them. It's their duty to correct their children. Proverbs 13, 24. Amen. You are in their duty as a parent. As a father and a mother, to control your children. Nobody. And when you hand them to strangers, they will recover. Hallelujah. Proverbs 13:24, Proverbs 19:18, and Proverbs 52:15. And then I want us to read Proverbs 52:15. 52:15.
Eh?
Okay, hold on. Good news here. Good news. Anyone with good news? I read fast. I like that version. That's why I said this. I agree.
All children have
read it loud.
All children have been
what changes a child is what we call rock of correction. Rock of correction. Am I talking to someone? With big children, but the most important one that Bible called rock is that word of God. That's to say that the rock of what? Correction. Amen. This one did something yesterday. This is the new one here. But again, what is thought to reflect? Am I talking to somebody? That's number one. Number two, I told him to stop lying. I took him here yesterday and conducted deliverance for lying for him. Then we came back home. They told me that I have my own opinion. Praise the Lord. That's how I told my children. Praise the Lord. So then he went out and started celebrating for other children who are there. Then you know that I was inside the room, I opened my door to the new room. Am I talking to someone? I don't think for this. They carry that one. So that people call it all talk and drink. Your God, their father also. There's the other small girl, is there a new the Greek? They have not proved the movie for that. And it's saying that they have try to look. I hope you will try to believe it. How many thoughts do you want to do? Am I talking to somebody? Then, in what if you go out to make a gift? What will he do? He carried something. I'm telling the children we are trying to home. For 27 women and before, very young. I said, somebody told me so. You know the correct me, I don't take that. I need them. Well, that is me. I need them. Well, they might. I come up. That is the thing. Is that the end of the day? So when you come up there, where did you get him? So what I tell you is for us to talk so that I'll correct you with the word of what? Correct. If you don't be telling me like I've got you. And then, so I said, when you go into that? Hey, I don't take any part. I told you what you will kill it. Then I bring my gender. I said, okay, another question. Why did you tend to move out of that? To be everything that we have. Today I was not telling them that we move fast to go to the day. But to this stupid that I'm talking to you, there are more people who want to do this. So to get that, even our own back that we don't. I said, I'm too busy to don't go here. The mother, when their mother is going to be not going to be in the city, don't want to. He didn't have to fight. I didn't. First of all, I said, stop going to your own house. One day something is happening at the city, you understand? So that's my own. So I said, okay, why did you go ahead and have a so I came there and also said, did he want to talk to you? I said, okay. Then you have said, truth on that one side. They did try. I said, why? Because, you know why I'm saying, Lord. Am I talking to somebody? That's the rock of what? Creation. That creation in him. So Bible says use the rod of correction to do what? To remove that pollution so that it can get better. Amen? Am I talking to somebody? If you live with it, if you want it physical, it will go with it. I'll go. If you want to someone, I'll go with it. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah. What I did yesterday was not mine. And people living the way they live their life. You want to die? You want to destroy yourself? Somebody, you get lost that you have somebody by your side that is asking you, giving you advice, not to do it. They come in with them. Amen. Because I don't join you or please you to do your effort, then I become with you. Amen. Am I talking with somebody? That's why once they're coming into my hand to carry a bag, to come from Billy Galeria, once you land there, pick a bag, see that this is how we are doing. Can you open with us? Would you say yes? I'll give you the condition. Amen? Am I coming to you? I don't want anybody to help my car from which shape and which to me. I hate it. And when you come, follow me to take that place. Whereby you cannot help me, I cannot help you. I'm very grateful to you. I'm ready to speak to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? So why is this story? Many of us, we cover the sins of our children. And that's why we say, when you are covering sin, the sin will multiply. We agree. Hallelujah. There's no help. I say there's no help. For me, even when I've not been come born again, I've been with many students. If you ask me to give me joy, then the first that I did with them. They say that if you come born daily, then I said, bring us from Jesus. We can hear you. I dare to do that. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to you? What I'm doing, they are not speaking in this place. What I'm doing is to change that person to become somebody. Amen? Hallelujah. The amen. Our last guest. They are not speaking before. To put everything in the middle of them, they are no longer. They are fine. Same as one brother that I have said to my man. They are not coming to you. Five students. Who is in university, right? So I've lived with many children. I know how to train children. I know how to handle them. By then, I've not become pastor. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? I'll make sure that you become pastor. That's my point. Hallelujah. So when a preacher comes to be a child, discipline that child. And that child will be there. Amen. Hallelujah. Where did I start? Number 8. To instruct them. Tell them what to do. Number 7, let's say to correct them. Number 7 is to instruct them what to do. Instruct them. I'm not giving the people going to the only thing. And then this Solomon chapter 4 verse 9, this Solomon chapter 1 verse 13, John 21 verse 16. And Isaiah 16 verse 9, time and God. Okay, this Solomon 1, I come to this Solomon. This Solomon chapter 1 verse 13, John 21 verse 16, Isaiah 16 verse 9. Many parents today depend on teachers and pastors to train their children. is not so. A man is you that will take their hand to find their own child and bring them up. That's the way we teach, that's the way we train, that's the way we correct, that's the way we stop. Amen. If you want stranger to train your children, they will stop your children. If you have a child that is growing, that is not up to 12 years, and then you need to sit down as a mother, that's the teacher of a woman. Women. Mother in the house is still that child. Amen. When you say, please, Lord, in your office, this is the time, this is what you need. My child, listen to me and allow any man to say, peace and my love. Don't. When they call you, let me sit down. Don't let me. When you go to school, don't follow your friends to go any other place. This is that. Amen. Tell them what this is. That's the work of every mother. That's the work of every parent. Don't allow children to teach your child anything. My mother, anyone that taught you from God. Let me come, call me, tell them, or tell me, and then, anyone that tries to touch your death, let me go. The child is happy, what a fail, and talking to you to that. And then, my God, that is the word. Any child that touch your father's heart, let me go. Don't allow them. From your faith. When you are teaching all these things to your children, they will not behave. Not take that to take it away. Amen. Sometimes, I don't know that you can take your children out to be studied. But for me, I don't do it. Hello? That thing that we are going to be starting to eat, I will order it in my house. That's what they used to do. And then they go to a hospital and buy whatever they come up with in my book and eat it in that. And then a child commanding you, let's take off our, they will let it, any man when they grow. Any boy, any man says, I want to take you out. He says, yes, my parents used to do that. I take you out. And then, praise the Lord. What similar to support this child and profit at home and make you and your family will rely. Stay in time, travel and take this together. Is it outside? Is it where you enjoy it more? Amen. You are teaching them. How to take them out, and when they begin, when men begin to take them out, don't cry. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm not condemning you. You can go ahead and be a child. I'm putting in my book. This trip that we're running is the first time walk. I'm not planned on that last day, on Sunday day, to be saved. You will not be planned. Amen. You will not defend your child. Neither your child will defend you. Everyone will answer. He's our own people. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? Go ahead, bro. So sometimes in my house, they say I'm very hard. Yes. It's for your good. Amen. That is very hard. It's very weekend. Yes, it's for your own weekend. If you come closer to me, see my heart, I'm a loving person. Amen. It's what I hate. Amen. I don't toil with it. Because I come out of this and I vow to God that I will never do that. My mother They have two recipes. The parliament has two recipes. Two recipes. If I have their friends, it is for the children. They have never seen it. It's even in my village. In my village, people have seen it. And then, am I talking to someone? Because there's a way that our mother came up, that our last born, today kind woman entered our house. Hey. My mother said at the backyard, I saw him with a woman. Then my mother went and get big fish. So what is it? You don't hear the man. They from the window, jumped to the pool of jump. Then my mother brought the other side. My mother up to where she died, you see the pattern. Because we know what they are here. That's the kind of training that all of us have. And then, my senior preacher that dropped by, he said, my mother is a teacher in my system. And then, it's not what? That time, he said, they will open their bomb of private and school. They will be shouting, woo-hoo-hoo. Hallelujah. That's the kind of training that we teach to all that time. Our eyes are sensitive. Amen. That's why my sister said it to me. Hallelujah. And that's what it's the same. We do. We have to. Those of us are based on all the almighty God's mind. The mind is in that. Hallelujah. So that's why if I see any of my child trying to say something, yeah, this is it now. Why are you going to do it? Hallelujah. What happened? Rather you go, you go, leave the house, stand in their own place, and leave that place. Hallelujah. If I come, if you have God, excuse me, you come and stop. Praise the Lord. Many parents return assistants and pastors to train their children. Never you return or train to train their children. They will spare you. Those four teachers, those pastors will spare you. And see if pastor is able to give you a data to see, I want you to be good. Then the pastor will not say that. It is the person that you talk. And give your daughter. May God help us. In Jesus' name. When you train your children by yourself, you will get them in the way of God. When a child is not up to age, to hold people, please drop by, don't give them. Don't give them up. And then, or see, you see them enter into the event. First of all, I should run, there's another one. Now can I go back to school for that? I see that too. I see that. When I see that, I hold the phone to have a phone. Who can I say with our own phone for? We can't say it in the next place. But then that's it. You don't really want to spend the time for it. I know what to do. And I'm the father. Am I talking to them? Friends are not. I was arguing that today I'm giving up. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? When somebody rich becomes my son, this is the peace that has been given. And then, the God has come. I said, the God has come. Okay, we have able parents, we have good parents. Number one, good parents, parental example. Then you read 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, verse 3. When you get home, you can read that one says, and the law was to give to Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first way of the father, David, and sought not unto honor. He walked in the way of his father. And he didn't speak any God or any God or any idol. Hallelujah.
Then number two, evil influence of Pharaoh. Second Kings, chapter 22, verse 52. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of his father, and in the ways of Jehovah, the son of Naboth, who sent Israel to sin. He walked in their ways. And then, the father is an evil man, he followed the evil ways of his father, and that's the evil parent. They influence their daughter with, I mean, their children with the same thing. We parents, we have we parents. We parents is Emma. Then somewhere, David, all this one, God, there and them, and their children. Because they are very weak, they will see them. Who is it? So we parents, their voices are coming in the house. Mommy, this is my perfect. We both. And then, you will talk it to me, I will take my hands back and slap you in the open. Why must you talk? Is that you talk? Stop even here. Yeah, it's my husband. Good. Is my dear friend coming? You have any food in the house? Mommy will be running up and down. And he brings me to ask. Yes, friend and husband. And then, hallelujah. When you see the room, God will come from you. It's not good. If an insult to your insult to your father, your mother, this is your partner, this is your girlfriend, if you want to unmute it, hallelujah. Cannot do it to me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. May God help us in Jesus. Try to train your children. The way to do it. Children, your own is to obey what? Obey what? This is what we read this morning. That lady said, please, don't follow your baby mother to do what? If you know their right, to obey your parents, then don't follow them to do what? Praise the Lord. Amen. A pastor's wife, you see her. We actually go and make contact, keeping men outside. So it's a lot. They go ahead and find on their feet. Find on their feet as we give up to share God. We give up to share God.